Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk and with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here at the South African Astronomical Observatory's workshop, so there might be some authentic sounds in the background of things moving around. I'm here with Catherine Rosie, who's a mechanical engineer here. Good afternoon, Catherine.
Good afternoon, Ketchel, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Now, you have a very interesting job because you have to really be a master of all trades in your work. And one of the stories that I remember you telling me was about the building of a telescope in the Northern Cape. This is called HERA. It's actually a radio telescope. And I have visited that. And when I visited it, I thought, oh my goodness, this looks like it's been built out of a whole load of parts from Builder's Warehouse. So Catherine is going to tell us what it's really made out of.
Well, you are actually quite correct. It is built out of a whole bunch of bits that you can get from a hardware store. It's primarily made out of wood and PVC and birdcage mesh, and all held together with some telephone poles and about 600,000 screws. The ideas that we had for building it, we developed, as you say, by kind of walking around Builder's Warehouse and seeing what hardware was available and seeing what we could get in South Africa to kind of put this whole thing together. So it was quite a journey. It was conceptual, and then, you know, on the other end of the scale, we're dealing with such massive quantities that we end up doing strange things like buying 35 kilometers of PVC pipe or 600,000 screws or buying all the mesh that is available in South Africa.
Right, so if anybody wanted bird mesh and they couldn't get it a few years ago, then you are the reason why.
That was me, and I'm sorry. We needed, I can't remember the quantities off the top of my head, but it was something like 800 rolls or more of this, you know, this birdcage mesh. And, you know, there's a particular quirk of buying metal products in South Africa. We're not really allowed to import them because we make them here. I bought all of it at one point, and then I had to apply to the Department of Trade and Industry to buy more. And they said, well, we have other kinds of mesh. Why can't you use that? I had to explain that, no, I wasn't looking for, you know, I wasn't looking to retain birds. I was looking for two very specific electrical properties of the mesh, and I could only get that with this very specific size, very specific construction. So in the end, they did their own search amongst all the industries, and then they came back to me and said, all right, well, you can buy the rest of what you need from outside.
Because people think of telescopes and think of a tube on some sort of a mount. Well, those are optical telescopes, and there's actually a lot of peculiar different kinds of optical telescopes. But in radio telescopery, you've got all sorts of weird things. And, I mean, there's some stuff which looks like, you know, a load of coat hangers and wire Christmas trees. How would you describe HERA? I'm putting you on the spot here.
You know, it's funny because to look at HERA, it looks like dishes, but it looks like dishes made out of chicken wire. So what people called it, dinosaur feeding troughs, they called it all sorts of things. And I say it looks like the way it does because physics doesn't care. When you are dealing with wavelengths in the frequency that we were interested in, so we were interested in, say, 50 to 250 megahertz, your shortest wavelength is well over a meter, right? And they only get longer from there. Now, when we think about the types of surfaces that you need to interact with that size wave, the surfaces, the longer the wavelengths, the worse the surfaces can look, almost, is how I would describe it. So you really can get away at 1.5 meter wavelengths with a reflecting surface that doesn't look like a mirror. It looks like a chicken wire bucket, and physics doesn't care.
And what HERA is doing is it's actually looking in these low frequencies, like you say, is that the epoch of reionization? To the beginnings of time.
It is indeed. The HERA stands for the Hydrogen Epoch of Reionization Array. And it is aiming to detect a signal emanating from about 13.5 billion years ago, so about half a billion years after the Big Bang, which is really where the universe was moving from this amorphous gloop of particles popping in and out of existence to the universe with structure that we have today, with you and me and desks and chairs in it.
So all this extraordinary stuff is going on in your backyard here in Cape Town. There's people like Catherine Rosie, mechanical engineer, who's building all these very often very strange looking telescopes. And we're very grateful for that too. So thank you very much, Catherine.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Ketchel.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.